but Morinaka wasn't so sure. To apply for those medical benefits, she'd still have to travel to Hiroshima. That's 13 hours flying time from Los Angeles, a daunting journey for any sick, elderly person. So Morinaka brought her own lawsuit, arguing that she should be able to apply for her benefits in the U.S. Her action puzzled a relative who lives in Hiroshima and who's also a survivor.
He says, "Hey, did you sue the Hiroshima mayor?" I says, "I have a reason. You people all taking care in Japan. Anytime you go to the doctor, you don't have to pay penny out of your pocket. But we have to stay in a hotel, eating outside. It's not that easy when you're getting old, you know. It's not easy for us." So he understood, you know. He says, "I don't know why they treat you like an outsider, you know."
Earlier this year, Morinaka won her case, but the government is appealing. The fact that Japanese authorities are still resisting helping survivors living in America confirms what many Japanese-American survivors have believed for years, that they're on their own. In Hiroshima in 1945, most lost family members. Then they lost the support of their countries, Japan and the United States. Mitsuo Tomozawa is a U.S. citizen born in Hawaii to Japanese parents. He puts it this way.
"I felt as though Japan was my mother country and U.S. was my father country. So I felt real bad that, you know, my father and mother is fighting. Then the war ended. Now we tried to get help from the father country and the mother country. Neither of them, you know, offer any help."
In the decades after the war, the Japanese government didn't want anything to do with survivors who had left for the U.S. And the U.S. government had negotiated an agreement with the Japanese, absolving it of any responsibility for A-bomb victims. Also disheartening for survivors was the not-so-subtle message to keep quiet and not complain. Mitsuo Tomozawa recalls that when one group of California survivors tried to publicize their plight, the Japanese-American establishment objected.
"They were accused by the Japanese community leaders, said, you know, you guys shut up. You talk about air-bombing and radiation thing, the whole Japanese community is going to be discriminated against." So they were told, "Don't rock the boat."
That was the Japanese way. It still is in many quarters. But gradually, America's confessional culture has rubbed off on a few U.S.-based survivors, especially, says Tomozawa, when it comes to talking about memories of the A-bomb.
"Survivors here in the United States still have the reluctance to speak about it, but not as much as people in Japan, see. Japanese culture says you don't talk about that. You're supposed to say that, well, it can be helped. Let's not talk about the past, look in the future, and so forth. But in the United States, we tend to think more that, well, we better speak up and let people know what happened there."
Today, survivors here have other reasons for not talking about their Hiroshima experiences. American reasons, like the fear that health insurance plans might not cover treatment for illnesses related to radiation exposure. But in the subdivisions of a few Los Angeles neighborhoods, some people well into their 70s do draw on their painful memories. Green tea is being consumed almost by the gallon in this L.A. home. Two survivors.